Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
If, you know, option A is not there, my first read, my second read, I've got to have an exit plan. Throw it as out of bounds, throw it at somebody's feet. And then I'm going to use my legs.
I also thought he got excited. I said, is this an audition to be the starting quarterback down the road? He's like, yeah, of course it is.
He's right.
Yeah.
And if let's hope he is. If he goes out and he's terrific in the next three games, why wouldn't you put him in the competition next year? There is no clear-cut guy here. And we talked earlier in the week. There are no clear-cut answers to be your starter that are out there right now. I think other than Sam Darnold and Russell Wilson, and I don't think under the Browns' financial situation, they can afford either guy. So I don't think those are possibilities, which means you're going to have competition for the starting quarterback gig. And I'd love to see DTR be that guy. Why? Under control? Cheaper contract? And he's here. I mean, ideally, wouldn't that be phenomenal?
It'd be perfect.
If he could be your starting quarterback, it'd be great.
Is he that guy? And I guess we may get three weeks to figure this out.
It pains me, and DTR cut me off as I was in mid-thought when he stepped up for his press conference.
That was really rude of
him. It really was.
He
didn't know. He wasn't listening. He's got things he's doing. He's not listening. He's got things to do.
Hey, even if it just takes 1 minute or 1,000,000 minutes, he's going to figure it out.
I just wish Jameis could have controlled the football a little bit more. And to hear Jameis say it, he said, there's one thing I'm not doing, and I've got to fix that. Well, yeah, but it's been something that's nagged him his entire career. And though he's been inconsistent, let's be fair. In his starts here since he took over for Deshaun Watson, he's been inconsistent. And sometimes he's looked really good, and other times he's looked miserable. But he has shown the offense actually has some life. And he took a wide receiver group that looked like, man, this is a miserable group of players here because they're not getting the job done. And they got the job done with him at quarterback. And the offensive line looked better with him at quarterback. He made everybody else look better. Part of his job. Problem was he was too inconsistent and he threw the ball where he shouldn't. And if he hadn't done that, Andy, he'd be, I don't think, just under consideration. I think he'd be the starting quarterback next year. But he clearly wasn't consistent enough, and the interceptions were a problem. So hopefully DTR can go out and continue to make everybody else look good while taking care of the football better than Jameis did.
I'm a little concerned about what he said at the end there about, you know, if I got to be in the right position. You know, he said, my eyes got to be in the right place. I've got to be just... he's got to have an exit strategy on every play and all those things. And then he said, you know, when all else fails, kind of, I'm going to rely on my legs, right?
I got to use these.
Well,
guess what? That's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL now, though.
Yeah, but when he's been in the position of those three starts that he had, they ran him four times. He ran four times. I don't know that they ran him. He ran four times in the first start, three in the second, and five in the third. And the most yards he had in one game was 24. And that was against Baltimore in a horrific loss, 28-3. Man, we were so excited for that game, weren't we? They were 2-1 on the season. They beat Cincinnati to start the year. They beat Tennessee. They lost a 4-point game to Pittsburgh. And then all of a sudden, right before that game, that was what, in September? The last, September, October. That was first week of October. In 2023, and the crowd was going bonkers. DTR. They were so excited before the game. And then he got out there, and it's just, again, they told him at the last minute he was going to start.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it wasn't like exactly, I mean, he definitely had the warmth of the fans to start that game. And as that game went on, it was like, ooh, boy, he's not ready.
This is the thing that I it's kind of a kick in the shorts, I think. And I understand they want to take care of the football. Deshaun didn't have a 200-yard passing game in his seven games starting quarterback.
Right.
Didn't have one. The Browns just benched a guy who has thrown for, in his seven games, has had games of 334 yards, 395, and 497. And you just benched him.
The 497 was more like 600 of total yards if you count both teams.
It was the most yardage ever thrown by a quarterback in an NFL game if you include both teams.
Yes.
That's a fact.
That's a wicked wicked number to have around.
Andy, if when Jameis took over, if anybody had said, okay, he's going to throw for 334, 395, and 497, wouldn't you think, hey, got your quarterback for the next 5 years? But he threw it to the wrong team too often, and he's benched.
So, but I still think there's a part of this scenario where the Browns know what they can see in Jameis, and they want to give another guy another shot to see if he can do some of the same things.
I think if he hadn't thrown the interceptions, he'd be the starting quarterback for the rest of the year, and quite seriously under consideration to be the guy next year.
But if they hadn't thrown the interceptions, they might have won a couple of these games.
Well, that's the point.
And that's why they wouldn't have changed quarterbacks.
Exactly.
Those big L's that are pasted to your forehead because you're an all-star.
They've lost five of their six games. I get it. But if he hadn't thrown the interceptions, I think he'd be the starting quarterback the rest of the year and quite possibly the guy next year.
Mm. All right, you had the chance to hear from both of these quarterbacks. You heard what Jameis Winston had to say. I say bravo, first class, handled this like a pro's pro.
Sure did.
I thought he was awesome.
Yeah,
you know, it's a tough spot to be in.
Yep.
I have nightmares thinking about Eric Wedge coming out to a press conference after he just got fired and was still going to manage the Indians for the next like week. And I was like, and then they said, "Who do you want to hire?" And we're like, somebody just like Eric Wedge. I was like, "What? Why'd you fire him then? Well, I don't get it." But Jameis had to have one of those awkward press conferences where he's been benched, but you know what? Just like DTR was, he is one play away. Let's talk more about it. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.